Superfly im Gespräch.
Calvin Ellis ist jemand, der Musik nicht einfach macht, sondern erforscht. Zwischen Wales und Brasilien, zwischen Pophooks und kultureller Tiefe entstehen Songs, die neugierig machen und hängen bleiben. Unser aktuelles Superfly-Album der Woche, Calvin Ellis und Rio 18 mit Huff. Calvin Ellis, den habe ich zum Interview getroffen. Well, today I'm very happy to welcome Calvin Ellis, a Welsh musician, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist, known for constantly crossing musical borders from his work with Colorama and The Pretenders and Edwin Collins to projects like Bandith and, of course, Calvin Ellis and Rio 18. He blends Welsh music with global influences in a very unique way. And now he's with me, Calvin Ellis. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Shumai Gerald.
What we really love is this, I mentioned it already, the unique style you had. We are now explaining why you mix up Brazilian grooves or world music grooves with the Welsh language. But first of all, you grew up in Anglesey in yes. Wales. What early musical or cultural influences shaped you the most? Were music or was music always part of your life?
Yes. It was a very strange mix, but a much narrower mix, obviously, mm-hmm. that I grew up with. But we moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. My family came from rural West Wales.
Okay.
So church was a big part of that.
Yeah.
My mum's very talented. So she would play in chapel, mm-hmm. in church. She would play the organ. But she would also play in the pubs. So she could sing hymns, because everybody likes to join in with hymns, even if they've had a drink. Mm-hmm. People like community singing, but also rugby songs or pop yeah. songs. My mother has like a photographic memory, but with sound. So she can really? Hear a song on the radio and then yeah. she can play it and sing it and remember the words. She's very smart.
Yeah.
So I had that and those kind of things at home, like pop music. Mum liked ABBA. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, my folks had records by yeah. Hamburg,
Marseille,
you know, the south of Spain and their kind of interaction
yeah.
with North Africa. There's just so many interesting hubs where people come and go
yeah.
And bring their identities with them.
Mm. But let's go back to your, I would say, your main... not main influence, but your main output now is the Brazilian vibe, kind of a Brazilian vibe. And there is one person or one name coming into the game, which you are also working for decades. Of course, I speak about Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, a living legend, I have to say. And she had a major impact, what I found out in this game.
She instigated it.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. As I said, in 2018, The Pretenders were opening for Phil Collins
yeah.
on this tour. The first show was at the Maracana Stadium in Rio de Janeiro, which was incredible. Mm. The next morning, I went record shopping, as I always do. And I came back to the hotel with two bags of records under my arms, and Chrissy was in the hotel lobby in the cafe having a coffee. And so I went and sat with Chrissy, we had a chat, and she saw my records and she could see that they're all Brazilian records. And she said, I've got friends here in Rio, they're lovely guys, they're like you, they're like all sorts of music, they're brilliant players, they can play any kind of music and they love meeting other musicians. You guys should definitely meet. Actually, you guys should do something together. Mm-hmm. You should do something together in Welsh. I just laughed, like you just did. I just thought, what are you talking about? That's mad. But she kept looking at me, and she's a smart lady, mm-hmm. and you don't argue with her. Mm-hmm. So I kind of laughed at first. I went, okay. But then for the rest of the tour, it was a long tour. Mm. It went on for a couple of months. Every day, she'd be like, Cassine. Mm-hmm. Moreno, mm-hmm. Domenico in Rio. Listen to their music. And every day she'd play me one of their songs. Because they had a group called the Plus Twos. Mm-hmm. And they had solo projects, these guys, in Rio. every day they played, she played the stuff, and I was like, oh, these guys are actually really good. I'd like to meet them anyway because they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tour finished, came back, and a couple of months afterwards, we had a few weeks off, and I was at home in Cardiff. Chrissy phoned up and said, Cassine is playing in London next week. Mm-hmm. You're coming over. So I said, yes, of course. Yes, miss.
You have to.
whatever you say, I'll be there.
Mm.
So she took me to the concert. She introduced me to Cassine, and she was absolutely right. We got on like we were like long lost brothers. It was like we'd always known each other. And his show was great. I met a lot of other really interesting Brazilian people who were in London at that point. So there's a community, obviously. There's a diaspora. There's always diasporas of different peoples in different places. So that was a really special night. And then a few months after that, Cassine called me and said, I've got a week off in 2 weeks' time. Do you want to come over? We'll do something. So I said, yes, I would love to. So I had to write a bunch of songs, get myself an airplane ticket, and I went over. He put a band together for me of incredible players because I didn't know. I knew that he made really good music and he was interesting. I didn't know that he was one of the top producers in Brazil. And he's not just a renowned musician in his own right, but he contributes a lot within the industry in Brazil. I learned so much, and I've been learning things constantly ever since then. So that was autumn 2018 that I went to Brazil, to Rio de Janeiro, for the first time to make my own music.
Yeah.
I'd been there, obviously, with the Pretenders before that in February of 2018. So it was Chrissy. It was all thanks to Chrissy. She's like a sparkler. Sparks come off her, like ideas. They just come off her all the time. She's very creative. She's very smart and very creative. And she just comes out with ideas all the time.
Mm.
And she's generous with them.
Mm.
She liked my music. She'd heard that I was making music in Welsh. Quite folk pop.
Mm-hmm.
Psychedelic folk pop in Welsh. And she liked